This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We got a big game on Sunday, man. And we're not just saying this is not hyperbole because, oh, it's a big game. Listen, the Saints game was big because it's a rivalry game, and there was a lot going on leading into it. There's nothing we can do about it now. We're done with them until next year. We are still going to win this division.
Right.
But how good are the Broncos? And I know Coach Ra tells us, and he admitted it yesterday, when I said, oh, I know you don't like to talk about stats. Stats are for nerds. And he corrected us and said, no, losers.
Losers.
Losers. Okay. Mike, we are about to play a top five defense, and this is going to be a stretch of games where we're going to see a bunch of very good defenses. But the Broncos, and I just want to break this down real quick. Fourth in points allowed. They're only allowing 17.7 points a game. They're third in yards per play, which means all that talk about six a pop, 6.5, they're giving up about 5.2 yards a play. They're fifth in yards per game. They're not even giving up 300 yards a game. And I know everybody in the NFL thinks you get to 300 yards is fairly easy. Fourth in stopping teams on fourth down. Mike, what do we like to do on fourth down?
Go for it.
We like to go for it. And they're also fourth in the red zone with red zone defense. There are a variety of categories, Mike Bell, this team is top five in. What offense are we going to get on Sunday?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, we talked about Bo Nix. We know we can move around in the pocket, which does give us trouble, and that's another concern when we're on defense. But I'm just worried, and we said this earlier in the show, I'm worried about our line, specifically one guy. Yes, Caleb McGarry. Mm. We've got 9 sacks, everybody. 9. You realize there's 4 guys on the Broncos you never heard of that basically add up? 2 guys, Franklin Myers and Strand and Tillman. They got more sacks than our entire team.
It's true.
Okay, Benito's got 7. Cooper's got 6.5.
Strip sack.
Allen's got 5. So they got this sum of its parts defense that gets after it. And again, you couldn't identify these guys, you know, if I gave you the program. So this is a concern. They also, as you just laid out, man, they don't let you run and they don't really give up many passing yards. So it's going to be a game on the road with that defense, a daunting defense. And that's why I think Sean Payton kind of spoon feeds it to Nix. He's kind of keeping it within the confines of a rookie quarterback because the defense is, you don't need to be trying to risk it on offense.
I agree. You don't have to overdo it. We don't need you to be a Superman. Just play within the confines of the game. And when it presents itself, Sean Payton is still a hell of a coach, guys. They're able to take advantage of it. But when you talk about, you know, again, they lost to the Ravens, and that was their first trip to the East Coast. They got embarrassed, and everybody said, oh, they're not for real. And they come back last week and play the Chiefs to a 2-point game in which a game they probably should have won. Remember, the Chiefs needed a last-second field goal to win this thing. So I just look at this, Mike, and I go, to me, I'm a little concerned. Not because that we can't go out there and win, but because the offense, to your point about last week, struggled again against the Saints in scoring touchdowns. We cannot go on the road, Mike, and kick field goals and think we're going to win this game.
Right. I mean, you said it. We went down to New Orleans. Wow, we got something to show them what they did to us that last game, even though it was, you know, Jameis's, you know, harebrained scheme. And we got physically beat up by, you know, I know some guys would be like, don't say that. Well, there's a lot of guys that were banged up. Now, I know by this point of the season, everybody's banged up. The good news is Kirk Cousins is okay. Archer told us yesterday, even though he showed up as limited on the injury report, per NFL rules, he's able to do everything that was asked of him. And again, today, Kirk Cousins looked fine, according to D-Len. Thanks, Mike! So now, what are we going to do to get to 10 wins? Because of these remaining 7 games, you just mentioned all the things the Broncos are doing. We come out of the bye week, the Chargers have kept everybody they've played under 21 points. okay? Bosa, Crosby, the Giants, the Vikings defense, which is all about sacks. These are all the teams we got in these final seven games.
Top four, Chargers, right? Steelers, saw them already. Vikings, we're going to see them. And this team on Sunday. Those are the top four teams in points allowed this season. And to Mike's point, you know what the Chargers' average is? 13. That's a really good defensive football team. So this hopefully prepares us for a nice little run. We got to get the dub. We get some rest. We get everybody right. And then we go on this stretch run, Mike, to end the season, hopefully trending this way. And my hand is going up, moving upwards. But we've got to get it done Sunday. 404-726-0929. Follow us, guys. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It is Thursday, and that means it's Boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wing at our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We mentioned that Kirk Cousins was a full participant after getting dumped on his right throwing shoulder a couple times down there at the Superdome. Ryan Neuzel is back as a full participant, as is Drew Dahlman. So we have options as far as the starting center. Does Drew Dahlman get back to taking over his job? He was the starter to start the season. Limited today. What's up, Darnell? Darnell Mooney nursing an Achilles injury. That's a little
concerning.
That makes me nervous.
Well, yeah, because, again, he's been a big part of the explosive plays that we've had. And it gets us to, you know, a conversation Mike and I were having earlier. And it was kind of organic, guys. We didn't have any plans on talking about it. But I need Kyle Pitts to have another big game. It's time. And we also need Drake London, who was fine. It looked like he was physically fine last week, to have another kind of Drake game. Drake's been great all season. But, Mike, then you started talking about Kyle Pitts, and it led you down this rabbit hole, didn't it?
Yeah, Kyle Pitts, guys, when we talk about him, and I know it's kind of a lightning rod, he is actually doing really well this year. If you go back and look at the elite tight ends, Brock Bowers, Kittle, Trey McBride, and then Travis Kelce, and then you get to Pitts. Pitts is fifth right now in receiving yards at 485. And the thing is, he's doing it with almost 20% less targets. Matter of fact, he's doing it with almost half as many as what Kelce gets, which obviously goes without saying. Brock Bowers has got almost twice as much, as does George Kittle. So Pitts, the numbers show he's giving you the explosive play. But there's games like the Cowboys game, he only had one target. So I just think Pitts has got to be a bigger part of this plan. This was a great argument you and I had back in August. I go, what does a Zach Robinson offense look like? How does Pitts fit into it? They didn't have a guy like him with the Rams.
So, no.
But it's time to expand his role.
Well, I also believe, and this is just me, you know, speculating, no one said this to me, that Darnell Mooney has cut into the Pitts targets. Mm. And it's not been purposely. It's just kind of happened. Where you get into these games, Mike, and you look up, and Darnell, what's up, Darnell, has 10 or 12, targets. And all of a sudden, you look at the targets for Pitts, and it's a lot less. I do not believe most people thought he'd have the kind of impact, I'm talking about Darnell Mooney, on this team offensively that he's having. And because of that, and the trust level that Kirk Cousins has, he's more likely to go to him than he has been Pitts. And I don't think that's any function of Pitts, by the way. Pitts can't throw it to himself, Mike.
No, I mean, look, we've had these debates over the season. Does Pitts run the proper route? Is he being, you know, where he needs to be at the right time? Is the effort there? These are all things which have come up, and we've talked about it. And, you know, you heard some things that Zach Robinson said about details. Either way, when you get the ball to this guy, he's making plays. And, by the way, he's tied for fourth in touchdowns. There's a bunch of guys with three. Kittle's got seven. Mark Andrews got five. Cade Otton, who we just saw in Tampa a few weeks ago, has got four. There's a bunch of guys with three. I just thought that he would be the red zone, you know, machine, especially with Kirk Cousins. And like everything else, there's an evolution. Guys get more comfortable with each other. But if Mooney is a little banged up, maybe it'll be Pitts and Kirk hooking up.
Yeah, 485 yards, three touchdowns so far for Pitts. As I said, if you double that between now and the end of the season, he's close to 1,000 yards.
And six touchdowns is something you and I said, six to eight.
Yeah, and that doesn't look as bad as it might feel right now when you say, whoa, where is he at? Long season.
Hey, one more nugget on the injury report. Chris Lindstrom was limited today with a knee. So if Chris is not 100%, and we know that McGarry really does struggle in pass protection against that kind of dynamic pass rush, little nerve. I mean, you better establish the run, even though they don't let people run on
it. Well, that's the other thing. See, this is where, Mike, you got to impose your will.
You got to run the ball on the Broncos, period.
You cannot say, and not that we are. I don't think that they would go into a game and say, we can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do this, but you got to impose your will. What teams do well, you've got to also try to take away. And so they stopped the run. Okay, great. Stop us. That's how you have to go into these games. Do you think the Ravens and the Steelers on Sunday are going to go, you know, they're pretty good against the run. We're not going to run the ball. I mean, they got Lamar. Eh? Give me a break. So you've got to continue to try to establish that. And to your point, that means Bijan 18 to 25. And I'm not talking about just handoffs. However you're going to get him the ball, because we've seen when he is over 100 yards from the line of scrimmage, Mike, this team wins. That's what happens with Bijan.
And it is interesting. And I'm not trying to say it can't be done, but that's why I remember back in the summer I said 10 wins. And not knowing where some of these teams, you never know who's going to be rising or falling, because we thought Denver would be nothing this year. Bo Nix, what are they going to do? You know. And meanwhile, look at the teams you just touched on. Left at our season, the Vikings are allowing less than 80 yards rushing. The Chargers are allowing just 110 yards rushing. You know, we're going to see these guys. You know, we're trying to get to that. You know, we're good, but, you know, you don't want to let Tampa creep back in. It seems almost impossible for Tampa to creep back in the division, right? But still,
it does.
Let's not count our chickens, because I know we all kind of locked it in that we will be at least no worse than the 4 seed, even if we continue to, if we don't play, let's say, to 10 or 11 wins.
Yeah, the thing about that is, and the beauty of where we're at, you can't be satisfied. Well, we only have one division game left. It's Carolina. We've played Saints twice. We played the Bucks twice. Like that's the beauty of where we're at. But it doesn't mean that you need to be satisfied, because really we have nothing to be satisfied about. We got to get better, and that starts on Sunday with this Broncos game heading into the bye week. It's Dukes and Bell. More on Tennessee and Georgia coming up, as we'll talk about the road to the college football playoff here in about 20 minutes. But when we come back, he's off the injury report. And what that means moving forward for a team that hopefully has some momentum. We'll tell you about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.